Hey there, guys. It's Judy checking in. You remember me? It's been a long time, hasn't it? I am so sorry for such a delay in getting back to writing and things and just being a part of you guys. I'm a part of the family, but I just have kind of been feel like I've been off on a long trip somewhere. But I am mending. The rehab process is a little bit harder than I thought it was going to be, and sometimes I find myself very, very sore at the end of the day. But again, it's the price I'm going to have to pay to get the reusage of this arm back the way it's supposed to be. I don't think reusage is the right word, but anyway, well, guys, I just wanted to let you know that I love you, and I'm praying for you, and I'm looking forward to June 1st, and I have gotten a trickle of letters and pictures and prayer requests and things, but please get them in here before, so I can have them in hand before June 1st, so that we can present them before the altar and at Calvary Assembly. Wow, as I'm talking to you, this beautiful orange bird just came to perch right in front of me. Amazing. I've never seen a bird like that. But I don't know. I guess God wants us to know that, you know, if he cares for the sparrows, doesn't he just love you even more? He's so concerned about everything that touches your life, and he certainly is concerned about the well-being of your family. So I just would encourage you to send those prayer requests and letters in to the address that's on the message, and I will be looking forward to receiving them. And today I had an opportunity to witness to someone who came to look at our apartment, and it turns out she's going through a separation, and I had a chance to give her, to just kind of tell her a little bit about what Paul and I went through, and that her license plate says Mates for Life. And she said, well, I'm going to have to change that now. And she said, we're going through a separation, and my husband has done something that I cannot forgive him for. And as you guys know, I love an opportunity to tell a story. So I had a chance to share our story with her for a little bit. So please pray for that lady today. It would be my prayer that somehow, some way, God would meet her right where she's at, and that family would be able to be reconciled, and she wouldn't be out looking for an apartment. But anyway, just wanted to touch base with you. This is a little bit of a jumbled conversation, but I just had to talk to you guys. I really do miss you. And I hope that maybe somebody else will come out and visit us along with Ruth Ann for the prayer day. So any questions, just send me an email and I will write you back. Okay, love you guys, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.